This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Douglas County commissioners voted to leave the Tri-County Health Department on Monday after a dispute about masks. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The board voted to form its own health department. It comes about a week after Tri-County issued a mask mandate for students in Douglas, Arapahoe, and Adams counties in response to a rise in COVID-19 cases in schools. County residents were split on the move at the commissioner's meeting on Monday. Robin Webb spoke in favor.
I think it takes incredible courage to take a stance like this when the political climate right now is so crazy.
But Robin Mendelson said masking shouldn't be so contentious.
If you ski, you wear a helmet, and many people wear a face shield if it's cold or if it's icy. So this has been completely blown out of proportion.
The change takes effect at year's end. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A man shot by police in Loveland last month has died of his injuries. Alex Domino was 19. His guardian told police Domino was experiencing a mental health crisis and posed a danger to himself and others. Body camera footage shows the officer shot Domino within minutes of arriving when Domino walked towards him with a kitchen knife. Meanwhile, in Aurora, some 911 calls will get a response from mental health professionals instead of police officers starting today. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
The program is modeled after Denver's, which has had success in keeping people from being arrested. The city's 911 dispatch center will flag calls that are appropriate for teams of clinicians from the Aurora Mental Health Center and a paramedic to respond to. The pilot program will last 6 months. City lawmakers last year unanimously approved $160,000 to fund the program. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.